This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill to create a price-controlled insurance option in Colorado is halfway through the state legislature. The so-called Colorado option would require health insurers to offer a government-regulated plan for individual and small group purchasers at a lower rate than their current plans. Republicans oppose the idea. Representative Colin Larson warned price caps will make Colorado less attractive to doctors.
Why would they choose to locate in our state when they can go to 49 other states that would be happy to have them?
Most major healthcare industry groups are neutral on the bill, something its sponsors, like Representative Dylan Roberts, have emphasized.
They know that this bill can work. It will deliver lower health insurance premiums to Coloradans, and it will mean that Coloradans, more Coloradans, can go to all of those incredible doctors.
Only one other state, Washington, has created a similar government-mandated health care plan. Coloradans bet more than $2 billion on sports during the past year. Here's CPR's Sarah Mulholland.
Betting on sports got off to a slow start in Colorado because of the pandemic, which led to major sports events being canceled or postponed. The biggest month for sports betting was January, with $326 million in wagers. Nearly all sports betting in Colorado, 98%, is done online. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
AAA Colorado projects nearly 700,000 Coloradans will travel over Memorial Day weekend, a big increase from last year. Hotel bookings suggest Denver and Colorado Springs will be popular destinations for travelers from other states. This is CPR News.